All right, let's do the carryout. All right, here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner spoke at the old Capitol building tonight to stress unity and unveil his new attack ad. No, I kid. But most Democrats in Springfield are upset at the political game of unity one day, political attacks the next. But that's business as usual in Springfield. The speech was 3 minutes and change. Yeah, it's good. He understands the top 40 format. Rauner and the Republicans are pushing a new budget plan that would require a property tax freeze. And who doesn't want that? Right? But there are some that worry that as the state mandates more and more, municipalities won't have ways to pay for things like pensions or schools. But you know what? I got to give credit to Governor Rauner because in essence, he's saying that if the state wants to raise taxes to help pay the budget, then the local village can't also raise taxes, right? So the old adage, damned if you do, damned if you don't, kind of applies. The governor is trying to keep our bill the same. And frankly, that's saying something since every single one of our bills, utilities included, are finding new ways to raise the rates. Although I wonder if the state could learn something from Comcast. 2-year deal, locked in. Don't tell them it's changing. Take away Bravo. Boom. We'd have a surplus, right? But here we go. Let's see if lawmakers can finally govern instead of letting the judges do it. 10 days. Let's synchronize our watches now. Today, there was a joint presser between the vice president and the speaker of the House as they called for a permanent tax reform. Pence said the Internal Revenue Code is twice as long as the Bible with none of the good news. What does that even mean? You mean like there's no turning water into wine stuff or the crucifixion? Or do you just mean it's long and it's hard to understand? I'm so confused. And he calls himself a Christian. You read the Bible and you will be bored and you'll like it. And then not to be outdone, Speaker Ryden told the press the same line verbatim an hour later. What's with the Bible jokes? Is this Sean Spicer's new role? Is he writing Bible jokes? I guess the knock on our current tax code is that it's too big and it's too confusing. Republicans in D.C. want to change that. And you know what? I'm all for it. It seems that the goal of the reform is to make us all pay less, right? The only problem is that doesn't government need more? Is tax reform essentially a way to force the government to spend less, which in this day and age seems more like political ideology than reality? Hey, we'd pay less, but would we? I mean, think about it. I mean, we'd pay less, but we'd also no longer have exemptions and write-offs. So essentially, I don't know, it's a break even. I guess it's less paperwork. One pink sheet, one blue sheet. That's all you need. Again, I'm all for it. I think the tax code should be reformed since it's been the same way for decades. But I always ask the question, who's asking for this? So what else tonight? We got violence, no. Schools, no. Dash cam videos, no. Buying newspapers. Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis said he's quitting acting. What, no more My Left Foot roles left? All right, they've all been played. All right, good for you, buddy. I hope you can method act your way to the grocery store. In weather today, nice. Then it rained, but it's nice. It's cold. It's like San Diego. It's nice. It's really all I got to say about the day. I summed it up in one sentence. At least it's not the West Coast right now. The grounding plains in Phoenix today as the temperature was projected to get up to 120 degrees. California, too, up into the 110s. Well, yes, it's a dry heat. I understand. But, sir, you're telling me you don't sweat at 120? In sports, the Cubs got a win against the Padres last night, but the game sparked an uproar as the manager of the Padres called on Anthony Rizzo's slide at home as a cheap shot. There have been calls in the media for a suspension, but the Cubs and Major League Baseball insist the slide was clean, so no suspension. So it'll probably work itself out tonight in the form of throwing at Rizzo. Then he'll charge the mound, and then hopefully two old base coaches will get into a wrestling match, because that's really the only time it's fun, when an old guy headlocks another old guy. The rest, you're like, all right. And now it's inevitable. Anthony Rizzo on the first at-bat tonight hits a home run. So, yeah, he's going to get beaned. I don't even know what the rules are anymore. You can't touch the catcher? You can't try to run him over? Man, Pete Rose would have been kicked out of baseball. Well, instead he got kicked out for something else. Anyway, Cubs picked up a game on the Brewers last night who lost, so they're now only a game and a half back. Time to turn it on. The White Sox start a 3-game set with the Twins tonight in Minnesota. The Sox are hoping youngster Matt Davidson stays hot. 5 homers last week. The Twins were up top the Central, but came down to earth after getting swept by the Indians this past weekend. The Twins are in the middle of a slide, so let's keep it going. The Sox didn't play last night, but they lost a half game to the Indians, who won. But back to the Twins. I mean, they've had a great year with a lot of young talent. But, you know, I look at that lineup, and I couldn't even tell you who plays for them. I mean, I know Joe Mauer, right? But after that, what about Greg Gagne? Is Greg Gagne still playing shortstop? Is Danny Gladden? Danny Gladden out left? What about Frankie Viola? Or Bert Blyleven? How about a Kent Herbick? What, Kent Herbick can't get one from the Indians? And that is your 1980s Minnesota Twins. It's currently 7:20-ish, and Jimmy Butler is still on the Bulls. That's good. 2 days and counting to the NBA draft, and speculation is running wild around Butler being traded to Cleveland or Boston for a rebuilding package. I don't know. I'd feel all better about the NBA rebuild if the Bulls front office had experience in that, right? They have experience in it. They do. And besides fluking into Derrick Rose, they have pretty much struck out. So when we compare this to the Cubs, remember that the Cubs went out and spent money to get the best general manager in the business. They paid for his plan. What are we paying for? All right, $12 nachos at the Madhouse. Oh, yeah, and Dwayne Wade, who said, I love it. I love the quotes. He's leaning towards it. He's leaning towards a $24 million option. Sure, it's a good thing to lean towards. He's gonna take less to play for the Bucks. Right. Rumors are swirling that the Bulls are kicking the tires on Andre Iguodala, the Golden State Warriors swingman, who does play the same position as Jimmy Butler. Oh, we've seen this before. Be like Jalen Rose too. Don't do it. And finally tonight, the new Transformers movie opens in Chicago. The marketing team has promised to take over Chicago. I got an idea. Why don't you transform into something that doesn't do that? Right? Chicago's not Hollywood. We don't need to see a guy dressed as Bumblebee taking pictures next to the Apple Store. Save that smelly garbage for Hollywood Boulevard. Ooh, look at that. I did like a little, that's a little statement, right? That's Gary out for June 20th, 2017. Today's the last day of school for Chicago kids. Now go enjoy the summer by sitting on the couch all day playing the iPad. So true. Every parent runs, oh, it's summer, let's get out. Tomorrow they'll be like, yeah, go ahead. Let's see what's on Cartoon Network. It starts. Matt Matros from Limitless coming up right after the break. It's 720 WGN. Stay with us.